Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about the relationship between diet and health. This is important, as we all eat and what we eat affects us in different ways. Dr. Luke will start by telling us a story about a person who has health and diet questions. A 47-year-old lady who lived in a rural area of one of the most populated provinces. She had two children, one a son and the other a daughter. She worked at a local factory, as did her husband. She and her husband both liked to cook. They often used to laugh as they said this, and then would ask their friends to look at them, as they both knew they were a little overweight. But that was because they loved to cook, and they and their friends loved to eat their very good cooking. However, both of them knew they should try to lose weight. The problem was they did not know how, and really did not want to, as that would mean not eating so much. That would be very hard. What should they do? They both wondered. As they contemplated this question, they thought of a friend of theirs who was a doctor and who specialized in nutrition. They decided to give him a call. The doctor suggested they come to see him at the local hospital, as that is where he had most of his information about diet and health. When they arrived at the hospital, the doctor told them that he could not believe that they had come to see him. After they had given him a call, he was thinking about how good their cooking was. It would be a sad day, indeed, if he could not have any more of their great cooking. However, he understood their question and concerns. The doctor told them that what they ate affected them in two different ways. First is what they ate over time affected them than what they ate that day affected them that day. Thus, there was the chronic effects of food, then there were the acute effects of food. For example, if a person only ate one big meal a day at supper, then they will probably feel sleepy soon after the supper ended. Thus, they will not be able to get much work done after supper. Second, if the same person then ate a lot for three meals a day, then they probably would slowly gain weight over time. The doctor told them that most people do not really start to gain weight until they are 30 years of age. The reason is that the way their bodies handle food changes at that point in life. They do not need as much food. Second, by 30 years of age, most people are not exercising as much as they did when they are younger. Chipo told the doctor she knew many women her age who were tall like her and did not gain as much weight. But she also knew a lot of short women who seemed to more easily gain weight. The doctor told her that certain people who are taller can eat more food than those who are shorter. However, the bottom line is to eat and exercise so that you will not gain weight. Most people slowly eat too much over time and get into bad habit of not eating well. Chipo and her husband knew that was what they often did. The doctor said that after 30 years of age, it was especially important for a person to eat less and exercise more. The doctor went on to tell Chunlin and her husband that the two biggest mistakes people make were eating too much and then eating too much fat or food with fat in them. Fats, as compared with foods like vegetables and meats with protein and breads with starches, make people gain too much weight too quickly. The doctor said that is a problem for most people who often use a lot of oil in their cooking, which is fat. Chipo and her husband knew that they often used a lot of fat in their cooking and should watch this. The second biggest problem was not exercising enough, especially as people grow older. The doctor gave the couple many more suggestions and some material to read. They took this home to read, and the doctor suggested that if they had more questions, they could call him back or see him at some future time. As they were leaving, Chipo and her husband laughed and asked the doctor if he and his wife wanted to come to eat at their house. The doctor was glad and said yes, as he loved their cooking. While at their home that night, the doctor told Chipo and her husband that he knew of something more important than food to help their lives. They thought, what could be more important than food? The doctor went on to tell them about a person named Jesus Christ. The doctor continued by showing them a place in the Bible which was a direct quote of Jesus Christ, which said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6:35-40. The couple's doctor said all of this referred to Jesus Christ. The never being hungry and thirsty refers to the life which Jesus gives us both, now and after we die. That is, eternal life. If we look to him and believe in him, he will give us eternal life. Chipot and her husband asked how Jesus could do this. How just by believing in him can a person have eternal life? The doctor friend said, "What was more amazing was that if a person believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior, that new life would start today and not after a person died." Chipot's doctor friend showed them another place in the Bible where Jesus again stated, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." John 10:4-8. Chipot and her husband asked their doctor friend how Jesus could lay down his life and then take it up again. He responded that this was about Jesus dying for our sins and then rising from the dead. Though he was killed by men, it really was by his own choice. He came to die for our sins. Another place in the Bible which their doctor friend showed them said, "Men of Israel, listen to me. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Acts 2:22-24. This shows that Jesus came to the earth to die, and then after that, to overcome death. The doctor went back to talking about food with Chipo and her husband. He told them that to lose weight effectively and keep it off, a person should try and lose through diet and weight lose about 2.5 kilograms a month. This is a steady change and gives lifestyle changes. People must alter the fundamental way they eat and exercise until they have a normal weight and then continue these basic changes of eating and exercising. Chipo's doctor friend went on to tell her and her husband that the effects of eating too much and being overweight are a higher risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, strokes, arthritis, because excess weight puts too much pressure on the joints, especially the knee and hip joints. Some people are even depressed because of their excess weight. Once a person gets many of these diseases, then the cost of their healthcare goes up and they must visit a doctor more often. Chipot's doctor friend told them that he sees daily many patients with these problems from being overweight. The doctor went on to tell the couple that sin in our life is like this. We think we are in control until one day it is too late. For example, a person who eats too much, exercises too little, and gets overweight all of a sudden has diabetes. However, the problem developed over time. We think we are in control of our sin problem, but we are not. In fact, the doctor told them that the Bible shows the exact opposite. He again showed them a place which said, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. However, there is a price to pay for our sins, and that price is death. That price is death towards God now, so we do not enjoy His love and purpose in life now, and eternal death and separation from God after we die. Again, he pointed to another place which shows this very point and read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. However, as he showed them in the passages in the Gospel of John before, Jesus Christ had already paid our penalty in our place. Again, he showed him a place in the Bible which said, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus became our sin. He did this by dying on the cross for our sins. Chipo and her husband were amazed anyone would die for them, much less if they did wrong. They did know what they did wrong. More than this, their doctor friend told them was the following place in the Bible which said, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." Ephesians 3, 4 and 5. Chipo and her husband asked the doctor how they could come to know this love and life. The doctor responded, "Only by faith, by believing in what God had done through Jesus Christ." He continued from this same place in the book of Ephesians in the Bible, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift from God, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. All we need to do is believe that Jesus Christ has already come to the earth to die for our sins by dying on the cross, and then 3 days later he rose from the grave to show us his victory over sin and death. If we believe this, we will have that new life now and for eternity. Chipo's doctor friend showed them another place in the Bible which said, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Romans chapter 10, verse 9. He asked her and her husband if they wanted this new life, and they did. To obtain this new life, the doctor asked them both to repeat this prayer after him and believe and mean it. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and have done wrong before you. I know that I need you as my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin, and that after you died, you rose from the grave 3 days later. I ask you to come into my life, to be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you for doing this for me. Amen." Chipo and her husband prayed this prayer and were given a new life now and forevermore by Jesus Christ. They were also given the power through Jesus Christ for a better control on their appetite and to exercise better. You too can have this new life in Jesus Christ if you pray and mean the same prayer Chipo and her husband did.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org. Or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.